Go Loud.
Welcome back to How I Drink Extra Spice on the first Monday of every month. Instead of your usual balance episode, we're going to get a little bit spicy. A little bit saucy, spicy, with all the spiciest of bedroom dilemmas. Mm-hmm. A little bit of dirty talk.
Do you know what song I was actually listening to over the week? Or people were doing TikTok sounds of it.
I am no angel. I like it when you do that stuff to me.
Is that the words?
That
came out in 2010. So I was 15. Loving that song.
Dirty when you talk, dirty when
like
you
talk.
I know the song.
Singing all the lyrics, not knowing what they mean.
Yeah, a milkshake as well.
Oh yeah,
a milkshake. I was like thinking it was an actual milkshake.
It was a Madonna song and it was Your Sex is Magic and I loved it.
Or Justin Timberlake had one as well.
What were
Loving
we doing?
Sexy Magic, yeah.
We hadn't a clue.
We loved it.
So innocent of us.
Love the songs.
Yeah, we did that.
I've been singing all these years, I Am the Way Down.
I'm the way down.
I am the way down. That's what I've been singing.
The way down where are you going?
I never questioned it. These songs don't make sense.
But I'm nearly sure it's I Am No Angel.
That makes sense. Yeah. I love it now even more.
Yeah.
I am no angel. Yeah, it does sound, isn't it? When you sang that, I was like, what?
Is that what it is?
Oh my God.
It's like, what's that song? Is that, it's like, it's something to do with...
Christina Aguilera.
No, Trombolis. Oh, my love has got no money. I used to sing, he's got his Trombolis. And I used to think it was an instrument.
What is it again?
Strong Beliefs.
Yeah, I only learned that, but yeah.
Trombolis. I thought it was God some form of a...
Yeah, I said that as well.
Trombone or something.
Sometimes you don't even question it because you're like, it's some... Like,
you just go along with it. It's funny to make up your own lyrics.
My love has got... Is that an actual football song or is it just a song that people use for football?
I don't know.
More and more people just want more and more. It just reminds me of a certain era of football. I don't know what it is.
Is it?
Like, was it for a World Cup or something? I don't know. Remember, you used to have a World Cup song?
But yeah, dirty songs and dirty talk.
Dirty talk. Before we get started, a big thank you to Pennies for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Pennies.
You can freshen up your wardrobe this spring with essential staple pieces from Pennies.
Pennies have everything that you need to make sure you're staying on trend, from cozy knits to cute baby tees. I'm wearing the little lemon one today.
So cute
and soft.
I got the short.
Did you get them?
Yeah, I got the short.
I have the little sports bra on underneath as well and my little yoga pants. So,
so cute.
I have it on. I went in with my sister and I was just like, get all the cozy clothes.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
Yeah.
Cozy, stretchy, perfect.
Comfy. As well as the perfect pair of jeans and stylish worker clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets that we were just talking about and their yoga pants. If the change of weather is making you feel like it's time for a wardrobe update, Pennies have you covered.
Mm-hmm.
Also, their homeware bits.
Slay. Love.
So good.
Adorable.
So good. I love the plates and the pans and, not pans, sorry. Plates, bowls, cups, chopping boards. Every time I go in, they have another category of something.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
It all kind of matches as well, which I love. At least then you know you can just pick up dun 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 dun.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
And they go together, they match.
Yeah. And then for the live show, Katie got some bits from Pennies as well, like starfishy stuff.
Oh, cute.
And like summery stuff. They have loads of lobster things. Starfish. All like a lot of like sea themed, which I love. So, speaking of live shows, last few tickets are still available for Thursday.
This Thursday, we are coming to Vicar Street.
It came around so quick.
I know, yeah, this one flew in.
Feels sick.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't have time to even think about it properly. Now it's coming, it's here.
Sometimes that's fun though.
It is fun.
At least then it gets us there quicker and we can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then
we're just there on stage and we're like, how do we get here?
Yeah, what the hell?
We just got telehelly. So, Ticketmaster, you can still get tickets. So, have a little nose. There's some on resale as well and there's still some seats left. So we can't wait to see you there.
See you there.
So we have a Extra Spice reply.
Oh,
already. So last month was our first Extra Spice that we did and people loved it. So the girl said, love the new segment. Just listen today. Not really a dilemma. However, just a realization from the episode of all of us girlies clearly feel embarrassed when buying all these intimate things like condoms, pregnancy tests, etc.
Oh, yeah.
I only had an amazing experience last week that completely changed my perspective when buying a pregnancy test. FYI, it was negative, as I'm in my career era. Congratulations for that. She's happy. Normally, whenever I go and buy anything like this, I get extremely embarrassed and I do feel judged. I went to a pharmacy complete out my hometown due to the shame and what I thought was my worst nightmare when a 6-foot man went to serve me as I timidly put the test on the counter. However, this man's approach really put me at ease. Instead of silently scanning He asked me how I was doing, if I wanted a bag, and wished me the best of luck at my test, no matter what the result.
Ah.
Oh, I don't know if it's just me, but I've never ever been treated like that in a pharmacy when buying controversial items. It took away all the shame and put a smile on my face. This just made me think all spicy items should feel the same and no shame or judgment should be felt.
Aww.
I love that.
That's so nice.
That's lovely. Because, like, there is no shame. No, we put it on ourselves.
Human thing, like.
I think it's quite an Irish thing, probably.
Is it?
Mm.
Well, you know, going to your local pharmacy, you see these people all the time, like.
Yeah. It's like condoms weren't legal until, like.
Are they?
Not that long ago.
It's like going and buying hemorrhoid cream. I just do with that. Yeah. Like, I'd send my mum in.
Yeah, I sent.
See ya.
Yeah, not that I ever had them or anything.
No, I definitely didn't either.
Definitely not.
Definitely never had a hemorrhoid in my life. Don't even know what that feels
never.
Like. Never.
I wouldn't even know what it's like to buy the cream.
It's just because, like, you're going to your local pharmacy and you see these people if you're going in to buy, like, shower gel or fucking whatever else you pick up in the pharmacy. So getting something like this, you just know in the back of their head. Well, we think in the back of their heads, they're like, oh, I know what she's doing.
And they'll never look at me the same.
Yeah. When in reality, they serve how many people a day? They don't give a shiny shite what you're buying.
No, they probably forget.
They couldn't care less.
Yeah, that's so true.
So I like that he made you feel like that.
But something about it still, like.
I know.
Even though you know that in your head. But that's so nice.
That's a real nice way of putting it. And that, he said, no matter what your result.
No matter what the result. Because obviously just hoping she's happy, whatever it is, like.
Oh, we love that.
I love
that. Thank you
for
sending that in. That's so sweet.
Yeah, that's so nice. And love that man. What a nice, especially a man being like that. I feel like you wouldn't expect it as much from.
Yeah.
A man, they get a bit awkward as well.
Yeah.
So like it's.
They don't know what he's saying.
He's probably just learned from his ears.
Aww.
Love him and love you. So this is today's Extra Spice Dilemma. So last week, the one she was replying to, by the way, if you haven't listened yet, is about a girl embarrassed buying condoms. Mm. That's the kind of theme of this episode. Anything to do with like bedroomy
stuff. I didn't know you could buy like butt plugs and all.
Where?
In like
in life?
In like normal pharmacies. Something the other day with Graham. We weren't buying them. Don't worry. We were actually down getting plasters for his feet for a marathon. But yeah, they had like and like mad stuff.
Fibers?
No, I don't know. I think there was some sort of a ring. An old vibrating ring.
You can buy them in like jersey and toilets and like.
Can you?
Sometimes. Yeah.
I have a shameful.
In them to spend, what are they called?
Yeah. Event machines.
Yeah.
I have a shameful story about a vibrator ring.
Oh.
That I'll tell you maybe on our birthday or something.
Right. Okay.
Okay. It has
for
to be
a
big occasion one. I'll tell you further down the line.
Oh God. Maybe at the live show.
Maybe I'll tell you at the live show.
Yeah. Okay.
Depends on who's there.
Right.
If you get my drift.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. There's only so much. There's some people that you can.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Eventually.
Right. So this is today's. We have a few. First one is, hey girls, I'm training for a marathon and I've decided to quit drinking until it's over. I'm still going on nights out, etc. and have had guys approach me, but I feel so weird about even kissing them sober. Not to mind going home with them. I've always had a drink on me anytime I've slept with someone. I'm actually mortified at the thought of it, even though I'd been fairly confident before. Any advice, please? The marathon isn't for another few months and this dry spell needs to end before then. I think...
Dry spell as in the bedroom.
Yeah.
She needs her whole...
Yeah.
Okay. Valid.
Oh.
I think you're overthinking it too much.
Yeah.
And I think you could also get into a really like kind of scary place if you always feel like you have to have a drink on you when you're having sex.
For something, yeah.
That's not healthy either for you. And your mental health and for everything else, you'll overthink everything. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I can see how it's scary. If you've always done that. Yeah, because that's your norm of like that in your mind. If you think the sex drink is in that all the time, take that away and it's a completely different, not a different experience, but you're in a different mindset. Your brain is fully there. Whereas usually like when you're drunk, your head's spinning or you don't remember everything.
Yeah.
You're very much like, in the moment, which can be scary, and like
you would be a little bit more confident with a drink on you as well. 100%. We all are.
We've all like anything.
Yeah,
you're more likely to chat to anyone or like do different things. Like your inhibitions go.
Mm.
So I think you need to just
cancel the marathon.
No, I think you need to bite the bullet and do it. It might make you feel like oh god, but I feel like the right person as well. You won't feel awkward
true.
With, and like it's obviously different, and it can. Feel a bit awkward, but like just as well if they're drunk, it would kind of make me feel better. I feel like if it was after a night out, I'm like, right, like at least I don't know, it would make me feel better that like I'm fully aware, but they're like, if they're like a little bit tipsy.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'd...
I say aware as if something like, it, as in like, you just start fully sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm agreeing with you on what you said about the right person won't make you feel... It'll be nerve wracking at the beginning and then you're not going to care. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll be fine then. But like Shara said, I think it's one of these things that maybe you just do have to bite the bullet with it, because the more you prolong it, the more...
You build up in your head.
Yes. Yeah. To be something bigger than it actually is. Like,
and we're not telling you to go out and just... obviously, the next person you would like to kiss and maybe like to go home with, and they're the right person, like...
Of course.
You should.
We're not
just
saying
pick
the first one.
Yeah, no, no, no. Just to get out of the dry spell. Like, but I think it's one of them things where you're only going to get over and get through it if you just do it. And there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
But just don't, like, give yourself props and big yourself up. Because you don't need drink to be... No one needs any drink to do something.
No. If you want to even pretend like you are, fake it till you make it. Pretend you have all this drunk, sexy confidence. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could do that too if it helps you kind of go along with it.
Yeah.
That could work.
Just do it, girl. But also do it safely and do it with someone that you'd like to.
Safe and responsible.
Kiss and not the first person to see, like, in general. Okay.
The next one then is, so I got out of a 7-year abusive relationship at the start of last year, and now my current partner is the best anyone could ask for. But we have only ever had sex 2 positions, as I am a pillow princess in bed, unless after a night out I get more confident. In my last relationship, I hated having sex and would only lie there and count down until it was over. I hated it. But now with my partner, I have no confidence getting on top or doing other positions or even oral sex with him, because I was put down so much in my last relationship and made give oral sex when he said so, and I hate it now. I don't know what to do, because I'm guessing it's frustrating for him not to get what he wants, but then again, I'm not confident. Any tips, or do I just get a grip?
Oh, definitely not get a grip. Like,
don't get a grip.
Because you were in a 7-year relationship, so anything, I think, like, times like that when you're feeling vulnerable, you're with someone and in the bedroom, like, it's probably bringing you back to times when, like you said, you were made to do things that you didn't want to do and didn't enjoy having sex. Like, even though it's not the same person, it can bring you straight back to their memories of, like, how you felt with that other person.
Yeah.
Which isn't, like, you have a basically a negative association with sex in the bedroom. But that's not your boyfriend's fault. It's your abusive ex-boyfriend's fault. But, like, that's, it doesn't mean that it's not going to affect you either way. It's not as easy telling your brain, oh, it's not his fault, it was his. Like, your brain's still your brain. It's protecting it.
And you can't switch that off.
No, you can't. So I would say...
I wonder if she's told her boyfriend this.
Yeah. That would definitely be, if you haven't, to tell him. But I think seeing someone and talking about it, like, I think the way she's speaking about it, she thinks that, like, it's not a big deal how she feels. Or, like, she's saying, oh, should I just get a grip? Like,
no.
Don't put down how you feel. It's, like,
this is important. Very normal. I feel like this is something that more, like... I feel like more people deal with this kind of thing than she actually thinks.
About hate counting.
Yeah, I've had to do it before.
Talk about it in the group chat.
Yeah, I've had to do it before. I've had to sit down with someone and say, like, listen, I'm not very confident. Like, I'm traumatised a little bit. God love me. And but being able to be with someone and actually sit down.
And have that conversation.
Yeah, conversation of, like, look, listen, this is how I've been hurt and how I've been made to feel regarding sex. So,
and it's, you have to be patient with me.
Having that conversation is step one, I think, and making sure he understands where you're coming from as well, that like, it's not just a case of, I don't want to do it because I'm not arsed or whatever. It's just how your brain, like Shara said, will always bring up protection mode, and it'll think you're back where you were, even though it's a different person. And like,
it would just bring that feeling in your stomach back to like that, them.
Oh, moment. God, no. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and of course you're not going to then enjoy it, even though it's a completely different person. It's the same like type of experience, because it's in the bedroom. So I think having that chat with him, and then maybe also a therapist, and getting like through it that way, because the only way getting healing through something is going through it and speaking about it. And I think that's like a really deep thing that you can be talking about. And that would really help.
No, definitely.
But yeah, love you.
Oh,
and let us know if you do have a chat with him. Next one is, my ex and I broke up because of long distance and just not been able to make it work. I finally managed to start to heal now, 6 months on, and he's messaged me saying he will be in Dublin and would like to catch up. We didn't end on bad terms and he wants to still be friends. Problem is, I haven't been with anyone else since, and I know I would jump him the first chance I get from me up. Should I meet him and just let whatever happens happen? Or is that a slippery slope and going to make our breakup messy?
I mean, you didn't end on bad terms. What's the harm?
If you know you're going to feel shit after it, I wouldn't do it. Think of your future self. I know it's
in the moment. We never think of that. We think of in the moment. I know. Kiss the face off him. Hey,
yeah. Yeah, but then imagine if like you're left to feel shit afterwards. And if he then doesn't text you again or something and you're like, because I feel like always in the back of my mind there is hope that like he might love me again or like, this might help. Like that's, if you can really disconnect and just be with him and then be fine afterwards and you're confident of that, then that is your business. But I think a lot of us can't.
Yeah. And as we have this fine, little bit of hope.
As good as it would be in the moment, is the after worth the shag?
If you think you can meet up with him and not shag,
no.
To meet up with him if you wanted.
And
like
have
if
a coffee.
If yous are still like, you know, friends or whatever, I don't see. Or do you think he's texting, looking for the shag?
Probably would like to catch up. Like, okay.
We wink, can. Wink, catch up.
Phone call. You want to catch up with me that fast?
Yeah, yeah, FaceTime me. Yeah.
I think depending on how you feel about it, was it more on his terms to break up? Like, are you going to feel shit afterwards? Is it going to delay? Like, you're after doing 6 months of healing. It might take you back to month one.
6 months, yeah.
Is that worth
your frontal lobe is so developed.
Might meet someone else nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw.
I think don't meet up.
I think meet up.
I think, oh no.
Yeah, maybe take Cher's advice.
Has it ever been good?
Yeah, has it ever?
No.
Maybe,
I can only give the
back
advice.
To Dublin?
He will be in Dublin. No, he's not moving back. No.
Aww.
If you can, like I said, if you can disconnect completely and just, you'd like to see him and you could go on the next day and feel nothing. Okay, maybe, but
you do you.
Yeah, I don't know.
But a lot of us will get reattached again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially a girl. We have actually different hormones that like come out when you have sex with someone.
Yeah, your pheromone, or is it pheromones or something? Or
oxytocin, maybe? I don't know. But something makes us like connect to that person.
Whereas to a man, they
a man,
don't.
It's not as, they have some kind of form, but I think, but it's not as strong as the women's one. So I fear that would happen. This, like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, he'd love me again.
Yeah.
Like, we are delusional like that. We've all
love
been there.
Being Jalulu.
So I think it will make it messy. But if you want it to be messy, then.
Yeah, if you're.
You can do that.
If you, yeah, if you want to have messiness after that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the slippery slope, but don't do it.
The last one we have then is, I matched with a guy online a few days ago and really like him. So my type, and when I saw his pics, I was immediately attracted to him. His opening messages have been forward to say the least. Literally just, do you want to have sex? I'm open to it as I'm in my single era, but I've never had a proper hookup like that before. What do I do when he opens the door? Like, just kiss him. Just kiss him. Hello. Help a girl get her man, please.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's very forward. Jesus Christ.
Forward.
I can't have sex.
I'm scared of.
I'm scared of him.
I'm scared of. Yeah. I'm scared of people online who you've no like
connection
with, or like someone who knows someone. And like, is he a real account? Like, could you be walking into your?
Yeah, it's a very scary. Actually, is
kidnapping.
This?
Like,
yeah.
Not to, sorry, everyone put like down on it, but like, I wouldn't go to his. I would never go to someone's house as a first date.
No,
that I knew or didn't know.
Yeah, girl. Actually,
it's not a date. Sorry, it's just, but like, no,
don't do it.
Don't do that. Just for your own safety.
Please don't do it. Also, thinking like looking at his pics, you were immediately attracted to him. Brilliant. How many other girls does he text saying, "Do you want to have sex?" Just. Real forward, do you want to have sex?
Yeah.
Let's be real. Think of it like that. Think something that'll make you not like him.
Yeah.
That seems scary. Don't like how forward he is. Like, whatever about your fella being forward if you know him a while or like,
yeah.
Like, straight off the bat.
That for me would, and some each their own, but
yeah, wouldn't. If that's what suits you, like, and it's, that's your kind of lifestyle and you don't mind that, fair play to you. For me personally, and probably for you too, that is giving red flag. Don't like it.
Scared. If it's, okay, let's put it to, if it's someone you know of and he's, you know he's legit and you know he's not.
He's a real person. Yeah. Not a weirdo.
Not a weirdo. Like, I'm trying to think, if you go to the house and knock on the door, like.
Hey, yeah.
He opens it, like.
Stop, I'm getting nervous. Yeah. I'm already thinking of
like,
that.
You'd be sitting on the edge of the bed, like.
What do you do?
You just start kissing, like. Suppose you wrote attractive to each other. Attracted to each other.
You just jump straight in. Imagine you open the door and his wheelie was out. Hi.
Imagine he just, like, flashed under a robe.
Boom. Thanks for coming.
What if you got there and then you're like, his room was weird, instantly turned off.
Wait, what
if you leave? Whatever. Yeah. because you don't really know. You could think someone's nice in a picture, but you could go and he stinks.
Or imagine you went and his duvet cover was dinosaurs or something.
Imagine it was all ball, you know.
Or like he still had football posters on as well.
Oh.
No.
I just can imagine he stunk.
Oh, imagine there was no sheet on the mattress. There's no sheet on the mattress.
Oh my God.
Or no covers on the pillows. And the pillows were all stained. There was no stains on the pillows. No. Nope. Oh, come here. Right, let's put it into perspective here. Like Cher said, if you know him,
like there's a lot
ask
of
someone.
There's a lot of variables for me that would make me choose to be with someone or not like that. Like I couldn't just do it from a picture. I actually a lot of times I was on a date nap once when I was younger, but like I feel like I can't actually ever fancy someone unless I've met them in person properly. Because you need to know what they like, their talk, like they smell, like every their vibe. Like I couldn't.
I think every person I've like been seeing or with, I've either met them before,
yeah,
or I know of them.
Of them from before, yeah.
I think there was one relationship I was in that I met him online.
Yeah.
Didn't know him, but I was really, really young, so I don't think that really counts. But like, no. Other than that, I've always either met them before, known them from someone, or like...
Yeah, I feel like that's important.
Yeah, because if it's just a random sexy man texting you, you want to have sex, it's a bit like...
It's a bit of a turn off. Yeah. I think... No.
I think of his bally bed sheets.
In general, yeah. I just think no. I'm not, like, and casual sex is fine. I'm not saying no to that. Like, if you want that, that's different. But I'm just thinking of safety for you to go in his house.
Yeah.
And then also, if his vibe's off. And then it's like, you need to, like, I just have to go.
I just need to leave.
You can always make your friend, like, text you something.
Why don't you go out on a date with him first?
Or a drink. And you can go back to him. Yeah. Like,
go and get to know him.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a coffee or
something. She's just like, no, I'm not arse now, and I'm like, literally just want to shag.
Yeah. Well, that's fine, but I'm just worried for your safety.
Yeah.
Just make sure your location's on or something to your friends and yeah. As ever, get in touch with your dilemmas. Our email is homeidrink@goloudnow.com and put extra spice in the subject line. We'll be back with more in the first week of June. In the meantime, you can enjoy our usual bonus episode next week with our normal, not spicy, well,
Sometimes they're not spicy
dilemmas. And our main episode out on Monday. Live shows are on Thursday coming.
Yes.
So again, there's Vicar Street still available, last few tickets. Thank you so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Penny. We adore you.
Freshen your wardrobe, all their latest essential sale pieces available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store right now.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.